Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And wherever you are, go ahead and share tonight's episode with someone, with a friend. And if you're driving in your car, let someone know where they can hear TMG.
It's time for a new episode of TMG.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. Hi, everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Hey, real quick, guys, as always, do it. Don't forget to visit our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with the capital T. There it is, right there on your screen. And as always, I want to give a huge shout out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Hey, girl, how you doing? I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Guys, I say this every time, and I really mean this. In a very short time, this show has really taken off. And it's being heard in places all around the globe. Yeah, like the UK, like Canada, the Philippines, Vietnam, Spain. Can you imagine that? TMG right now is being heard in Japan. That's crazy, right? I haven't even been. I'm just so excited to be here, guys. Listen, tonight's episode is going to be an amazing one. It's going to be fantastic. I know you probably caught the episode topic. If you didn't, I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to get some stuff out the way. I'm going to bring in our special guest. Guys, you know that here at TMG, guys, we have a lot of things. And what we like to do is we like to, this show is all about finding moments of inspiration with everyday people. So if you have an inspiring story that you would like to share and maybe come and be the guest on the show, guys, drop us an email. That's TELLMeSomething21@gmail.com. And maybe you say, Travis, man, I'm a little camera shy. I don't want to come on a show, but I know someone who has a great story. Drop us an email. We'll reach out to them, and you can even remain anonymous if you'd like. So there you go. You don't have to come on a show. And guys, also, we have a couple of great affiliate sponsors here at with TMG. I'm going to play that information, get it out the way. Once I do, we're coming back because tonight's episode, oh, this is a good one right here. Walmart is a proud associate sponsor of TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethinggood, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. Fanatics is the place to go for all of your officially licensed sports gear from your favorite sports and sports teams. Use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomething21, and pay a visit to our sponsor today. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. And by Mint Mobile. Sign up and find the cellular plan that's right for you. Use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethingmint, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. There it is, guys. Please visit one of our affiliate sponsors, the special link will be in the chat. Guys, if you did not catch tonight's episode topic, tonight is entitled Tangled. Tangled. Have you ever been tangled in something and didn't know how to get out of it? That's what we're going to talk about tonight, guys. You're going to love it. At times, it can be difficult, man, to just see where we are when things are just tangled everywhere. When we think about it, it's kind of like a tangled mound of yarn, right? And those of us who know what yarn is, because I know this is 2023, most people don't use yarn anymore. I know, I get it, I understand. But it's a tangled mound of yarn. We know there's another end somewhere. We know there's another end to our heaps, but finding it means picking through the clutter. Sometimes before we can uncover where things end, we first have to discover where they begin. Guys, our guest today is here to help with just that. This special guest is a best-selling author, an award-winning speaker on the topic of human behavior, and the founder of the Institute for Human Progress and Development. He has worked with thousands of high-performing professionals, helping them achieve greater clarity, perspective, and overall well-being. And yeah, we all need some of that. Guys, let's give a huge TMG welcome for our special guest, Chad PV. What's up, Chad? How you doing, man?
Hey, Travis. I'm great. How are you?
I am excited. Super glad to be. I'm glad you're here today, Chad. I've been trying to get a hold of you, man. I'm glad you're here. How's it going?
I'm stoked. I'm so glad to be here. And your energy is just off the charts. And I am loving it. What is the secret to this much energy? I got to know.
I have over here to the right a desk full of candy. But my wife says, she says, dude, you wake up on 10. Can you at least wake up on a 5? I get up early. About 5 o'clock, and she's like, dude, no one gets up at 5 o'clock unless they have to. Like, well, my day starts that way. So
I love it.
I can't help it.
I love it. Don't change a thing. I'm sorry, Nicole, but I mean, it's just too infectious. I'm absolutely loving it. Don't change a thing.
I won't. You heard him, Nicole. I'm not changing. I have been given the authority to stay the same, Nicole. So there. Like it or not, girl.
Yeah, she's like, who is this dude? Tell him to get lost.
Like, wait a minute. No, she's like, no, don't give him, don't collaborate with him. He'll do it. Man, Chad, you are an amazing thing. What you do is absolutely amazing. Guys, when we dive into this, you're going to love what we're doing. Tonight's episode, guys, is called Tangled. And you're going to figure out why we're talking about Tangled. Chad, I know some about you, my friend. And one of the things that you do to help individuals to kind of see their potential and grow. And that's what the show's all about, defining that inner potential through everyday lives, everything, things that we do, and kind of grow out of. Please tell the audience a little bit about yourself, a friend, and what it is that you do.
Yeah, well, first of all, I really do appreciate the opportunity to get in front of you and your audience and share the mic. Man, I know podcasts are tough, so thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for sharing the stage with me.
Thank you.
I love it. And honestly, this is what I'm doing, man. This is what I'm doing. I am somebody, as you said in your intro, like I'm a person, an everyday person out here just trying to figure it out. I'm an everyday person building this human experience in public and just sharing with everybody along the way. Like, here are the struggles that I face. Here's what's going on. Here's the best path forward. It's working for me. Here's what didn't work for me. Why don't you give it a try?
I'm with you on that one, man. Wait, no, that one didn't work. Wait, oh, no, not that one either.
Try again. And constantly, like, you know, rinse and repeat just over and over and over.
Oh.
So that's what I'm out here doing. I'm coaching, I'm speaking, I get the chance to talk to good people like you, writing books, and just doing my thing.
Oh, man, this is absolutely fantastic. And see, guys, that's what it's like all about. You know, each of us, you know, when we talk about finding moments of inspiration in our everyday life, everybody's everyday life looks different. Everybody's everyday life is different than everybody else's, no matter where you are, what culture you may be, what society, what country you're in. Your everyday life is going to look different than someone else's, and we got to find ways to be inspired. Chad, see, that's what I'm talking about, guys. I told you we have great people here, man, on TMG. But we're talking about Tangled, and I was looking at your book. Oh, guys, yes, you can get a free copy of Chad's book. as you can. I downloaded mine. You need to do that. It's going to be good. I'm going to tell you how. But what caught me was it breaking untangled and breaking those things. And I said, my mind is going to different areas, but it's got stuck on something being tangled. Our minds and our thoughts being tangled. And so one of the things that really caught my interest with you is you began to mention things about interest about inherited mindsets, mindsets, and how they can cause us to be similar to a pile of yarn, kind of become tangled. What are inherited mindsets, and how do they impact us everyday life? Your practicality, what are they, and how can they really impact us in our everyday decision making?
Yeah, so I think I opened the book or opened one of the chapters in the book. I talk about Martin Heidegger. Heidegger said he was a German philosopher, and he said we get thrown into the world, and we don't get to pick where in the world or when in history or who our parents are going to be or what our gender is going to be. We don't get to pick anything. We just get thrown into the world, and then we have to make sense of our life based on what we got thrown into. Like, we just have to go through life and figure it out. And when we get thrown into the world, we start picking up that which we're thrown into. So, we just pick it up. Like, we go through life living as if this is the way it is. That, I grew up a gay kid in rural Arkansas. And, I grew up thinking
Arkansas?
Yeah, gay Mecca. Yeah.
Jeez, gosh.
You pick up different ideas that folks may have had there when I was growing up at that time in that place about what it meant to be gay. You pick up ideas about what it means to be a white man. You pick up ideas about what it is to be lower middle class. You pick up it's around money. Like, you pick all this stuff up from your culture, your environment, your upbringing, what you're around. And that's usually we grow up, right? We rise above our upbringing. We go off into the world. We have our own life experiences. Mm-hmm. We have to make our way in life and figure things out. And a lot of times the things we're figuring out don't align with what we grew up with. And that creates that tangling. And it's a frustration that we've got to figure out. We got to figure out how to make our way through life. What aligns with who we are, our values, how we see the world. And so we go out and we untangle all that stuff and figure it out so that we can unleash our abundant potential that you talked about. We can explore new possibilities that are created and possible for our lives.
Absolutely.
When we begin to do that work.
Guys, listen, I told you he was good, right? I told you he was good. Chad, man, you hit on so many points. Guys, and we'd be here all day if we hit every point. Chad, when we talk about tangled or inherited mindsets, man, you can go to race, you can go to self-identification, you can go to culture. And I even told some people, my wife and I, Nicole and I was even talking about it this episode this week, because she likes to ask what the episode's about. And we was talking about it. She's like, that even goes to people when you start a new career. She said, imagine if a person comes into a new career, a new job, and people already in the new people who are there, the people who are there already start telling the other people, oh, this is the terrible place to work. It's not really that great. So now the new people coming in with these inherited mindsets, and now they create these unconscious bias that they're trying to work through. And so a lot of these inherited mindsets, they begin to create unconscious bias towards individuals or toward situations or toward people. You don't even know the person, and you don't even know the situation. And we create these unconscious bias based on all of these tangled thoughts and tangled perceptions that we have. And when we finally get to know the person, if we stick around long enough, if we finally get to know a situation, if we're there long enough, we're going to realize this is not what I thought. This is, the person is better. And we can't become that more abundant person if we're still just tangled.
The greatest gift that you can give another human being is just to allow that human being to be who they are.
Absolutely.
Don't bring your history. Don't bring your junk. Don't bring your mama and daddy to you and me.
Say that.
Just let you be you. Let me be me. And we'll be fine, right? Like, that is the greatest gift you can give another human being. So, Nicole, you have scored a point in my book, writing that down.
And
why is Nicole not here? Shouldn't you know Nicole, what? Like, why are you not co-hosting this with Nicole?
I told her, I said, Nicole, I need you to come co-host the show.
At least two episodes.
She's like, no, I don't want to do it. She said, I'm satisfied being the executive producer and telling you what to do. That's what she does.
Yeah, I get that too. We all need somebody to lead us.
You know my pain. But man, you're hitting it so on a point. And I tell people, I said, we can't control that we're born into a culture or born into what we can't control into that. And when we're born, we're already born into situations where people are already thinking a certain way. Grandma thought a certain way and it's passed down to mom, passed down to the children, or the culture says you have to be this way or you think this way, and it's passed down to a child who has no idea. Mm-hmm. They don't know. They're the most vulnerable parts of society because they haven't lived. I'm not talking about somebody who's older and they've forgotten and they may have something going on. I'm talking about someone brand new born into the world, and we pass down these inherited, tangled ideas and put these unconscious bias toward people, toward things, and the potential that's in them. The more that we allow that to have that potential in them, kind of get smushed down and smushed down because now they got to fight through all of that stuff.
Yeah.
100%. Just to try to be something different. And then when you try to be different, they go, oh, you think you're better than? No, I don't think I'm better. I just don't want to be that anymore.
Yeah. You know, that's a legacy, right? We're all out there creating our legacy every single day. We are creating our legacy, and our legacy is just, we are living with consequence. That's what it means to live with, have a legacy. We live with consequence. And do you want your legacy to be one that lifts people up or tears people down?
I know, right?
Jeez. Just pick one, right? And then every day when you get up, make a decision toward living that legacy every single day of your life.
Guys, did you hear that? Every decision we make goes toward our legacy, whether it be good or whether it be bad, positive, negative, whatever it is. We put our legacy is on the line every day.
Every day. You're forming your legacy every single day.
Wow.
Legacy is not necessarily putting your name on it.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Building, right? You don't have to have a ton of money to have a legacy. Everybody gets a legacy, whether you want one or not. What it is up to you, right? So you can be that person that just keeps doing things the way it's always been done, or you can make a different decision and do something different.
I know, guys, come on in. I know you're joining the show. Thank you so much for joining the show. I appreciate that. Thank you for streaming in. Guys, Chad just made a huge point. A lot of times people want to build this legacy. Oh, my name is on the university building, or I left so much money for my children or grandchildren, and legacy that we can have for the entire world are the decisions that we make every day. Let me say it again. Your greatest legacy you can have for the entire world are the decisions that you make every day. What will be your legacy? Guys, I want you to go ahead and start putting it in the chat. What you want your legacy to be. What are you going to do to make your legacy great today? Chat, so unraveling. I'm going to unravel these thoughts and these things in like this ball of yarn. And I know this is 2023. A lot of people don't know what yarn is.
I know what yarn is.
Close them. I know, right? Me and you. Yeah. I feel old here. Jeez. unraveling things or picking through. That's the part I want to point out. Kind of picking through the clutter might mean we need to pick through things we might have been taught within our culture, within our ethnicity groups, and nationality. Because if we want to get to the other end of the string and see our better selves, it's going to take some effort on our part and some willingness to untie ourselves from some things we might be accustomed to. So, Chair, that being said, I got to pick through some clutter. I got to pick through some things. It's going to take some effort on my part. I thought it'd just be magic. I can wake up, say some positive phrases, and that's it. So yeah. Apparently it's going to take more effort than that. The longer I was thinking about something that got tangled, Chad, when I was thinking about this episode, right? So I thought about something that gets tangled. And how, you know, a ball of yarn kind of sits, or wires, like Christmas, your Christmas lights, they sit for the whole year.
Yeah.
And as they sit there, if you do like me, you don't wrap them up right, you just kind of ball them
away.
And they just sit there. And they sit there. The longer something is tangled, you know, the longer something sits, the more tangled it becomes, and the more work and more difficult it becomes to untangle it, because it's been sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been sitting there. Mindsets and thought, the longer a certain mindset is in place, or the longer it sits there, the more difficult it becomes to try and unravel it. It can become literally just frustrating, man. What are some suggestions on how to handle those frustrating tangles? And by this, I mean those mindsets that need changing, but we don't know how to get started because it's been sitting tangled for such a long time.
Yeah, it's such a great question. And I think a lot of people experience that and can relate to what you're saying. And I think that the reason it becomes more and more difficult over time is if we don't address it, not only are we conditioning ourselves around that inherited tangled up mindset, we're conditioning other people to see us the same way. We're conditioning the other people around us to reinforce these beliefs that we have about ourselves and the way that we see the world. That's just how it works. So yeah, the longer you let it go, the more difficult it can be. Nobody likes to change, right? Nobody likes that. But it is a necessary part of our growth. That's so important. What you're talking about is so important because you know, comfort is the enemy. If you're listening to this today and you're like, oh, I'm so comfortable, like that's the wrong goal. It's so frustrating. Growing up, it was like, people say, how much money you want to make? Oh, just enough to be comfortable. That is the wrong answer. If your answer is, I want to make enough money just to be comfortable, that is the wrong answer. You want to make enough money to go out and make the biggest impact that you can possibly make in the world. And I think the way to answer your question, I think the way that you do that is, first of all, you bring an awareness to it. You have to acknowledge that, hey, there's a different way. There's a better way. There's something else for me. And the other way, the second thing I would say to that is get help. Don't think that you have to go through the world all by yourself, all on your lonesome, and that you're the only person that's ever felt this way or experienced this or gone through this. Get help. I like to encourage people, if you can afford it, if it's a possibility for you, find a good therapist. Find a good coach.
Absolutely.
Find good authors that have written books that have been generous enough to share their journey of what they've gone through. Read, read, read. If you don't like to read, jump on YouTube. There's so many people out there that are being really generous, that are being really courageous, really vulnerable, and sharing their tangled mindsets and how they worked through them. So take advantage of all that. And I think, Travis, that is the way that we move through it. We identify it, we make a decision to do something different, and then we get help doing that.
I'm a big component. All those who've been listening to the show, guys, and you know for a while, I've been telling you guys, I'm a big believer in reaching out to a therapist or whatever for some additional help. When you think about something that's being tangled, yarn, thread, even with the Christmas lights, and they get all tangled, I have to get help. You're like this, like you get that in, I'll get this in, it will meet in the middle, you know?
Exactly. That's a great way.
I notice it in here somewhere, but that's how it has to be. We have to get additional help because let's be honest, guys, a lot of us will have these tangled thoughts and we'll say, the first thing we'll say, Chad, I don't need any help.
Yeah.
I got this. I can do this.
Yeah.
I can do this by myself. I'm a big person.
Yeah. How's that working out for you?
And how's that working out? And all it does is,
how's that working out so far?
Every time I've said that, Chad, you know what I've happened? I've made a bigger mess.
Mm-hmm.
I've always got more tangled. And then my wife, like, will do the Christmas lights, and Nicole, she'll sit in the chair and she goes, "You need help with that?" I'm like, "No, I got this." Yeah. And then I'll try and she goes, "You sure?" Like, "No, I got this." And so she sits there and she'll drink her soda, and she'll see it gets worse. And then finally I go, hey, can you help with this? She goes, oh, I thought you needed help. And we wait sometimes till the situation gets worse, Chad. Yep. And then we go,
she married you for the entertainment, didn't she?
Yeah, it had to be. I'm 5'6", so it couldn't be for that.
I'm liking her more and more and more. Yeah, yeah, you've got to have help. You're never going to outthink yourself. You don't have it. You've got to have an outside perspective. You've got to have an outside force to come in and give you something new, some new tools to work with. You cannot outthink yourself. That's just exactly. It's not possible.
Guys, it don't do the Travis with the Christmas lights and the yarn. Get help.
Get help.
Because these tangled thoughts, and we all have them. We've all had them. People, and there have been wars fought over tangled thoughts, all because they thought somebody was thinking this. There are accidents and things happen. And things happen right now in the world, Chad, because people carry tangled thoughts. People don't like this type of person or this type of people, all because of tangled thoughts. Things have been passed down, and you've not given a situation. And we say we think we've given it. Oh, yeah, I've thought about it, you know, from a broad perspective. No, you haven't. If you're still thinking the same way your mom thought, the same way your auntie thought, the same way your coaches thought, it's not a broad enough perspective. If after you thinking, we get through thinking about it, and we come to the conclusion it's the exact same way that my culture says or my perspective, then you still have the same perspective. All you did was do the thread like this.
Yeah,
that's all you did. You didn't untangle anything. The knot is still there, and we aren't given the opportunity to become our best selves. Look, guys, I told you Chad is an absolute great author. Book is fantastic. Your book, Break and Untangle. God, that just says so much to me. And I'm going to have to bring you back for the break part. We did that tangle part this time. I'm going to have to bring you back for the break part. But Break and Untangle, discover the freedom to be you despite the inherited mindsets holding you back. Shares how to approach changing our perspective and eventually kind of unravel our tangles. I got to ask you, man, how did the book come about? I got to ask you. And while you're talking, I'm going to put the book up
so
here.
The book came about because I wanted to create a roadmap for others who are on a similar journey as me. And if I'm being really honest, Travis, it's because I'm somebody that needs a lot of reminders, and I'm somebody that forgets sometimes. And so I was also writing a note to myself. I've been in and out of therapy since about fourth grade. And so I've had a lot that I've had to untangle, and I needed reminders because it's, you know, personal development is not a straight up linear path. That there's constantly going back and reevaluating and trying again as people come into our lives, as situations come up in our lives that take us back to, you know, being that little kid all over again. So we got to constantly do it. So I wanted to write a book that just served as a reminder for me of hey, this worked for you in the past. It may be worth trying this again. So I wrote out these, I just started taking notes of what I was learning. I organized it all and realized there were 12 different mindsets that stood out to me as key parts of my development that really made significant impacts on moving my life forward. And so I wrote those 12, and then I looked at those 12 and I was organizing a book, and I was like, how do I organize these chapters? And I realized that there were three major mindsets that I put all of these methods, and it was matters of self. How am I showing up in the world? Mm-hmm. This is the stuff that relates to I and me. What am I bringing to the world? How is my history influencing how I'm showing up? There were strategic mindsets. These are the actions in our lives, like money and time. Like how do we manage? How do we strategically go about our day-to-day lives? And then there was matters of social. How do I interact and fit in or belong with other people? How are other people impacting me? How am I impacting them? And so these were these three major categories, three major mindsets that made up the book.
Wow. Wow. Guys, I'm going to put up your website in a few minutes, Chad. So no one in the world, I'm going to let it go unanswered next time. So I got to bring you back. So how long has the book been out, and where can we find it?
It's been out for about 2 years now, and you can find it. You can get a free copy on my website, which I believe you're going to put up. You can get a free copy there, or you can get it on Amazon if you want a printed copy.
Yep. This is the website right here, guys, right there. All the great information on it. There you go. Get your free copy of the book right here. Put in your first and last name, your email address. I already did that. So no getting five copies for yourself. Come on, guys. There you go.
Just share. Great. You can get five copies. Just share.
There you go. All the great information. So you can get some coaching. He does have a podcast also. It's a library here. All the articles. All the ways he could be contacted. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. So all those great ways that Chad could be contacted, guys. Look at here. All these great reviews for Chad. You have information here. Some podcast information. So this is really, really great. A lot of great reviews. Jeez, Chad, they love you, man. Good grief. They love you.
Awesome.
They absolutely love you. So as you can see, guys, all that great stuff with Chad. So fantastic. Chad, I got to say this. I know you and I got to go, but, man, this has been absolutely amazing talking about tangled mindsets and inherited mindsets and how to kind of get away from those and what the benefit of that is and how we really can become our best selves. I definitely want to thank you so much, Chad, for being sitting down with us today. I know Nicole does, so she's right now clapping and saying, I told you so. Yeah, I got you, girl. I got you. So I appreciate that, man, for showing, helping us out. Let me ask you a question. Someone's listening right now. Somebody's listening. Somebody say, I didn't catch all of it. I'm going to go back later and listen to it. What's something that you could say to somebody right now, Chad, that is kind of dealing with that mindset that's been like that ball of yarn or those Christmas lights that's been sitting in place for so long, and those mindsets are kind of hard to be untangled. They want it untangled, but don't know where to begin. What's something that's encouraging you could say to some individuals like that?
Yeah, that's a great question, Travis. And first of all, I want anybody that's thinking that to know that you're not alone. I've been there. And what I would say, I try to leave people with this message. It all boils down to this. I think life essentially boils down to this, that every day when you wake up and your feet hit the floor, you have a choice to make. You can either suffer from the way things were, the way things could have been, the way things should have been, the way things ought to be, or you can choose to suffer toward creating a life that you love, for the people you love, for the causes that you care about. That's your choice every single day. Am I going to suffer from, or am I going to suffer toward? As a human being, unfortunately, you're going to suffer either way, but you get a choice in your suffering. So I say, get up and create something with your life. Do something that's beautiful. Go suffer and struggle towards something that's worthy of your struggle. And that's what I would leave you with.
Guys, I might even go in there, Chad, and drop the mic on that one right there. I love that. Each time we think about untangling what we're accustomed to seeing, we can get frustrated. I know it. Each time you think about things you want to untangle in your life, you can get frustrated by it, and you start saying, you know what? I don't want to do that. It takes too much effort. It takes too much time. I don't have that much time to do that. But each time we think about untangling what we're accustomed to seeing, we can get frustrated. Our biggest temptation is not to continue with what we have. Our biggest temptation is to do nothing at all. It will take time. It will simply just take time. But our best self is just waiting on the other end. Guys, it's about that time. It's over. It's real fast. For joining us on the show today, Chad, you coming back, man. I'm telling you, it's been an absolute wonder and pleasure to be here. Guys, listen, you can stream in right here each Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Central, 7:30 p.m. Eastern to listen to the show. And as always, guys, you can stream your favorite episode on your favorite podcast platform like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and so many more. Guys, we gotta get out of here. And I know you do too. But before we go, it's always imparting. If you're gonna tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here. I gotta go.
Say goodbye. your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.